The official name of the plant is the Reverse Osmosis No. 2 Brackish Water Treatment Plant, or RO2 in governmental shorthand. Reverse osmosis is a filtration process that removes dissolved particles from the water, rendering it drinkable again. Robert Maui, senior engineer with the city and the RO2 project manager, said the diversity of experts involved with the planning construction attested the intricacy of the plant.
Designing a reverse osmosis treatment plant is not an easy task, and it takes many individuals, because it not only deals with the process of chemical process of creating the water, it also takes into account you have to have the architect who does the design, structural engineer who does the design for the buildings. You have to do the site work, which has certain hydro engineers that do the site work and stormwater, and that's just for that information. And then when you have to go back into a little bit more in the planning, and you get to get water out of the ground, you get your hydrogeologists and number of people. So it is a lot of people, a lot of work.
The establishment of the new RO2 water treatment plant allows Clearwater to nearly complete a closed circuit approach to its water consumption. Tracy Mercer, Clearwater Public Utilities Director, said when finished, it would be harder to find a greener city when it comes to its water management.
3 million gallons of reclaimed water a day. And we will be injecting that back into the Floridan aquifer. It'll be purified water. We'll purify it, and then we will match it up to the chemical and the balance of the water that we're injecting it into. So that's our last big project, and that's how we make that complete circle. We take it from the ground, drink it, and then use it, clean it up, re-inject it back into the ground.
Tourists envision salt water when they think of water in Florida. However, the importance of adequate fresh drinking water is sometimes overlooked. The Southwest Florida Water Management District, also known as SWFMUD, monitors and governs the environmental equilibrium of the region's water. Todd Pressman, SWFMUD board member, said the new RO2 will help the Tampa Bay area maintain its aquifers.
However, what's important is that they're pulling it from a different source. They're pulling it from what's called the surficial aquifer, which is the aquifer, which sounds like on the surface, versus the really deep wells that Tampa Bay Water uses for pumping for the entire region. So it's an alternative source, number one. Number two, it's a source that is becoming more and more popular and is really providing more than just a drop in the bucket for Tampa Bay.
The RO2 is only one piece of the puzzle in Clearwater's long-term commitment to resource management. George Kritokas, the mayor of Clearwater, said water conservation is a concern for both the city government and its residents.
As you know, over the years, you know, water wars have been going on in the entire Tampa Bay area. We are trying to just provide a reasonable cost to our water. We found that by using facilities like this, having our own wells, we are able to offer water to our residents at a lower cost. And more importantly, we're also trying to do what we can as a city to encourage our residents to recycle, to use reclaimed water, so that we can have water for everybody. You know, we have to remember that Florida is a peninsula. We have to remember that we have saltwater intrusion. Water is a limited resource, and we need to do a better job of controlling it. And that's what we're trying to do as a city, and encourage our residents to do so also.
When the construction of RO2 is completed in December of 2014, the plant will treat up to 6.25 million gallons of brackish water per day. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Clearwater.